Yesterday's explosive Senate hearing with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and Professor Christine Blasey Ford, who has accused him of sexually assaulting her in the 1980s, is over. Now the spotlight is shifting once again to Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins. Collins is among a handful of centrist Republicans who could be a critical swing vote in Kavanaugh's lifetime confirmation. Here now joining us is political correspondent Steve Missler to give us an update on Collins' reaction to the hearing and some context for her upcoming decision. So, Steve, there was kind of a rumor that some Senate Republicans might have met last night after the proceedings, and Senator Collins might have been part of that. But has she said anything since Judge Kavanaugh left the building last night? And do we have any sense of whether yesterday's testimony has swayed her one way or the other?
We really don't. The only thing we've heard are reports from reporters in the hallway that observed her, Arizona Republican Jeff Flake, who's also on the Judiciary Committee, and Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski and Democratic Senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, basically huddling in Collins's congressional hideaway immediately after the conclusion of the hearing. Collins, for what it's worth, viewed the hearing from that hideaway all day yesterday. I mean, I was in constant contact with her spokesperson, but they really didn't have anything to say. And I do suspect we'll hear something imminently because the Judiciary Committee meets at 9:30 for what is supposed to be a scheduled vote on Kavanaugh's confirmation.
So we really don't know which way she's leaning on this vote yet. But yesterday we heard some detail. We saw some passion, emotional responses, maybe even some outrage from the judge. Was there anything that we saw that might weigh heavily on her decision?
Well, she has a lot to process, and as does a lot of the people who watched that hearing. I mean, it was really something that few will forget. It was this mix of just brutal emotions at times and pain and anguish and anger, sadness, all topped with the sort of the stomach-turning political gamesmanship by some of the senators on the Judiciary Committee. And it was also really an act in two parts. You had, in the morning, you had Professor Ford come in and seemingly relive the moment she says she was sexually assaulted by Kavanaugh on live television. I mean, it was just heart-wrenching testimony to observe. One wouldn't assume that someone who has endured that would be a good witness, but she really was. And you could tell just by the reaction, both on social media and otherwise, that it affected a lot of people. And I'm assuming it affected some of the senators in the room and potentially Susan Collins. But then Kavanaugh came in the afternoon and he just blew up, was just thundering, almost yelling, accusing Democrats of deploying what he called basically a secret weapon at the last moment, and just assassinating his character, and also emotional and sad when talking about how it had affected his family. But he also didn't answer some of the questions. He was very evasive about whether or not he would agree to an FBI investigation, whether he would recommend one. I'm not sure if Senator Collins would prefer that. She's been reluctant to push for that in the past, but it's something that weighed heavily yesterday on the hearing. The other thing that was really interesting too, Jen, was that he at times seemed to nod to Collins without mentioning her by name, but he twice mentioned a letter that was written by a woman from Yarmouth. It was a letter to the editor that appeared in the Kennebec Journal that was basically vouching for his character. Now, what he didn't say was that that letter was written by Sarah Day and that that letter was published before the sexual assault allegations. But even Judge Kavanaugh seemed to acknowledge, or at least was aware, that Maine and its senior senator, Senator Collins, could very well hold his confirmation in her hands.
So it's a lifetime appointment. There's a lot at stake here. And Senator Collins, not surprisingly, she's been under a lot of pressure lately. Lots of folks calling for her to go one way or the other. What's at stake for her at the end of all this?
There's a lot on the line for Senator Collins. I'm not sure if this is the toughest vote she's had in her two decades old career in Congress, but it's one everyone will remember. And the same goes for how she publicly rationalizes that vote. We don't know if she's going to seek re-election in 2020, but this vote could certainly have electoral consequences if she does. Beyond that, the vote could define her political legacy as well.
Okay, Steve, thanks for joining us this morning. Lots to look at in the next couple of hours, obviously.
Thanks a lot, Jen. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Political correspondent Steve Missler joining us on the line this morning, and we'll keep you updated as we get it.